Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Here I am on the world famous Penny Lane, made renowned by that Beatles song. So I'm on a magical mystery tour of Liverpool with a genuine Scouse guide giving us all the gossip and a few Scouse witticisms along the way. Like the two famous teams in Liverpool, Liverpool and Liverpool Reserves. Anyway, he's very much anti-Everton, the other team here. Anyway, so we're not too far away from where Ringo Starr was born up. Real name Richard Starkey. He one day came back wearing lots of gold rings and his mum says, "You look more like a Ringo than a Richard." He thought, "I'll go with that, Ringo, not Richard." And he circumcised his surname from Starkey to Starr. Starr with a double R. The only other one with a double R was Dr. Leander Starr Jameson. But so we saw the house where he grew up, Prince's Road Synagogue where he used to worship. He was circumcised in the other sense as well. And learned all about the dates of birth of John Lennon. Saw Sefton Park where John Lennon's parents met in 1930. They courted, that was the word, courted for 8 years until they wed. Affianced for quite some time for financial reasons. And he was born in 1940, middle name Winston, in honour of Britain's Prime Minister at the time. However, he later became a pacifist. John Lennon did, not Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill was in favour of just about every war ever fought. And the other thing about John Lennon is he is famous for that song, "Give Peace a Chance." Okay, notoriously assassinated by Mr. Chapman in New York City in December 1980. And then Sir Paul McCartney was then asked by some television journalist, "How do you feel about it?" And he gave a very offhand response, for the very unfeeling of him not to be grieving more for his former bandmate. We're going to hear a lot more vignettes about the Fab Four and various locations in Liverpool associated with them. So quite recommended this 2-hour tour. There's the bus, costing £19 if you're an adult, which I am just about. It takes off from Albert Dock, right in the heart of historic Liverpool. So you'll find out lots of fun facts. Anyway, that's enough for the moment, though a few three more stops to go.